wanted to ask you, when you guys play a team for the second time, either a division game or this week, obviously being the Patriots in the playoffs, what are you able to take from the first game that helps you in the second?
Well, for us, I don't know how much good we can take out of that one. I mean, it was obviously not very good from our standpoint, and excellent on their behalf. I don't know. It's kind of like playing in your division. You know, you play your division opponents. You play them again. Sometimes, you know, you play them real close together. Sometimes you don't. But you're playing teams twice. It's been what, 5 weeks. Obviously, you go back and look at that game. But I think this game's totally different. I mean, it's a new season. I mean, I'm sure that they'll be a lot different. They always have a lot of new wrinkles, and obviously we've got to go do a lot of things better than we did the last time. So, you know, I think every opportunity to play in this league usually ends up being quite different than what you faced the first time.
Coach, how much do you think Garrett Graham is going to help, I guess, in the passing game with his return in this round, I guess, with the Patriots?
Well, Garrett's been a good, solid player for us all year long. I mean, he's been good in the pass game as well as on the line of scrimmage. He gives us flexibility, in our offense and what we do. So, I had actually forgot that he wasn't available at that time. So it's good to have him back. He's been a good player for us. He played well last week, and, it's just good to have him back ready to go.
Another guy that didn't play the first game up here was Rob Gronkowski. How different of a task is it?
Well, the challenge for him is just amazing because of the size and, the ability to, matchup-wise, this guy's worn out a lot of corners and safety, so he's very tough to handle from that standpoint. The thing that's so impressive to me, if the ball is close, he's going to make the play. He's going to make the catch. To me, they do the same things. They're very efficient in what they do. It just gives them another weapon, on how they go about their business. So, he's very impressive as a player.
You guys were really able on Saturday to run the ball well with Arian and also control the clock. Are those two things that you would like to continue and utilize up here?
Well, it's always been kind of part of our success when you look at our season. I mean, if we've, come out of games that way, we've usually had a chance to had a very good chance to have some success. But I think the focus really for us is, we're going to have to make plays. We're going to have to be aggressive in our approach, and I don't think there's one way to win any game, and I don't think you can lock yourself into that. We've got to go down there and be aggressive in our play in all three phases, and we're going to have to step up and make some big plays that we did not make the last time we were there.
Coach, Arian Foster is, using a little bit of motivation from up here in the media. Dan Shaughnessy's column is his Twitter avatar. What do you think of players using their, the media as motivation like this, and what are your thoughts on Arian's actions?
I guess I really don't know what you're talking about, so it's hard for me to comment. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Arian is using, a few paragraphs of a column from Dan Shaughnessy at the Boston Globe here, basically saying that this is going to be a rollover game for the Patriots. Just get your thoughts.
I don't get into that kind of stuff. We're just getting ready to go play football.
How important was it to get Matt a playoff start last week?
Yeah, it's huge. He's been, working. Matt's, what, a 9-year player. And, he's had that old road as far as a quarterback career, starting in Atlanta and not playing for a while and then getting his opportunity with us. And he's played some good football. And obviously injuries held him back last year, so it's good to see him get his football team in this position. And, I know that was a big one last week for him. Everybody's trying to get in the playoffs in this business and try to find a way to win games. So it's a good start for him, and then obviously a big, big challenge this week that he's going to, have to raise his level of play. So, we're happy for him. We're glad he's worked really hard to have this opportunity, and we got to go out there and help him in every way we can.
Gary, the Patriots like to call themselves a game plan team, meaning they'll kind of morph week to week to see whatever matchups and advantages they can get. For your team, it's kind of weird because in the first game you had missed opportunities early that might have changed the way that game went. So it leaves.
Come
in and do exactly what you do.
Everybody in this league's a game plan team. I mean, we all got our strengths. I think everybody has places they, you know, people they want to touch the ball, so to speak, and people they want to take away. I mean, that's part of this league. But I think one of the things that stands out to me in all my years in this league and being a part of some great football games and a lot of playoff games is, I think when teams are successful this time of year, plays kind of come from everywhere. I mean, I don't think you can go into a game and say this guy's got, you know, he's got to carry the load, or that guy's got to make every play. I mean, I think everybody's got to step up and be accountable. And usually, when a lot of new faces are making plays, you continue to move on. So, I think it's got to be spread around. And I mean, that's just my opinion as far as the chances for our success. We're going to have some young guys make some plays.
Quick follow up too is, when you look at the way that first 18 minutes or so unfolded, there were missed opportunities for you guys that could have altered the way things were. Overall, though, it's pretty undeniable the way the final result was. Is it important for you to remind your players that, look, you can talk about the wouldas and the couldas, but in the end, we really got hit pretty good?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you're making a huge mistake if you start saying, if we'd have done this, if we'd have done that, would have been fine. We weren't fine. We got our tails kicked, and they were very, very explosive. And when you look at what they've done to some teams in their building this year, they're sitting there, got us down 28-7 in the third. They had Denver down 31-7 late in the third. They had Indy down, 49-17, or so they've really gotten after some teams, and they can a game can get away from you there if you miss opportunities or make mistakes. And so we're gonna have to come in there and play a 60-minute football game, but we're gonna have to step to the plate and make some plays.
When you do play a team for the second time, Gary, what might hold more weight this week, the film from your first matchup, or say maybe when the 49ers came in here and roughed them up?
I think it's my approach when you play Bill. I mean, his football team is such a obviously a great organization and well coached team. I don't think there's you never know exactly what you're going to get. I mean, they're a veteran football team that's able to get a lot done from week to week, and game plan wise, you have to you could get a lot of things obviously that you're not going to practice or haven't seen on film. So I think it's about what we do and being good at what we do and staying focused on that, and getting your players prepared from that standpoint. I don't think you look at one film and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. I think you got to do what you think you do best and go out there and perform.
Coach, I think we're good.
Okay, y'all have a great day.
Thank you.